curiosity.
What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
I'm nervous.
You should be.
He's already admitting he's nervous.
I'm nervous.
I just realized a major problem. What's missing here?
Microphones.
And the bell.
We've been doing the podcast for years. There's microphones. It's
where'd
the bell.
The nervous
bell
go?
This is all
I found it. I'll be off screen for a second.
So if you're new to all this, we've been doing a podcast every other week it would air. It's called Mr. Curiosity. You email questions. They go in this bag. We really don't preview them. We never know what we're going to get. And then we pick them out. We do our best answering them. But sometimes it's uncomfortable because we don't know what they are. And then we just hit the bell and we move on. Right,
exactly.
So if you want to get your question in there, it's brownbag@wnep.com. Email it, brownbag@wnep.com.
That thing is loaded. John and I have a request. We've been discussing
this.
You
want me out of here.
Behind the scenes.
Uh-oh.
We want you to be real. You say you're not sure if you can be real as we do this podcast.
Just because it's live doesn't mean you can't be yourself.
You can be yourself.
Yeah, but I feel like in the past...
We know TV's intimidating for you.
Exactly.
In the past, it was just a podcast, so we can be more bizarre and unfiltered. Now it's like TV. Am I going to be able to be the same?
It's weird.
Hundreds of thousands of people are watching you right now.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe, though. Who knows?
Yeah. Right? No.
So this will be available. Are we sure about that yet? If you want to listen to the recorded version.
Yes.
Probably on Monday it's going to be released. A lot of people listen to podcasts. They don't watch them. That'll probably be Monday. Released every single week on a Monday. You can do laundry and listen. You can go for a ride and listen. And you get to... it's mainly an audible thing, but... Hearing it seeing it is going to be pretty cool.
But every Friday, this is going to be our thing at 8:30, just a little change it up. And we thought, why not on a Friday have a little fun to end AM plus?
It's his idea.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we say it's John's idea just in case it doesn't work?
Well, I didn't want to take the credit in case it's a failure.
But
all right, it was my idea.
And occasionally, we're going to have different people sitting here.
Yeah, guests.
Guests. It could be someone from the evening newscast, someone from the community.
Nikki Cries.
A lot of different people. So we had fun with this. We had Rocky Rhodes in one of our past episodes.
Yep.
Tom Clark. We got a little bit of everything. All right, so
the first question.
The thing is, this one's going to...
Mindy's going first.
It could be a big failure.
It could be a bad... What if it's a bad question? Should I...
This podcast has been on WNEP Plus for months and months. Yeah. This is not that big of a change.
All right.
It's not new.
Bad questions are just a thing.
But this is sort of new.
Brownbag@WNEP.com. Get your questions in. Brownbag@WNEP.com. Mindy, what do you got?
Huh. This is actually not... this is from Travis. So... If you're new to the podcast, you'll start learning that Travis is a frequent flyer. He often sends us really good questions,
Deep thoughts.
And he's a former NEPA resident. Okay, so Dear Morning Crew, do you buy things on Facebook Marketplace? If you have ever left someone on... Wait. If so, have you ever left someone on that it's still available? If so, have you ever
left someone on? Oh, it's still available. I don't know what that means. First of all, I'm addicted to Facebook Marketplace.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Every night, I look at all the things available, and it's like a lot of things you do online. It knows what you're looking for after you click on certain things.
It has the algorithm.
Yeah, so I bought cycling equipment, and all of a sudden you get all these feeds for cycling equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Or sports paraphernalia. Anything you want, it's there. Stereo equipment. It's there. Do you guys do it?
I've never bought.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. So I'll look at things and
you're just a marketplace creeper.
I'm a marketplace creeper.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. You get to see a lot of weird stuff out there.
Yes, that's true.
So, but then it is amazing how the algorithm works. So it's always stuff that I'm interested in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it'll come up and it's just in your feed. And it's like, that looks interesting. I look through. But I've never actually bought. And then now I think I have to get over the hurdle.
It's going
to
change your life.
To buy something because it makes me nervous.
As a matter of fact, if I need something, like a new power washer, a new part for my bike, the first thing I think of is, I'm going to get it really cheap. First, I'm going to look on Marketplace. And then if I can't find one, then I go out and buy a real one.
But don't you feel weird sometimes meeting the people in a parking lot or wherever you're...
A lot of times, mail order, too.
Really?
Oh, they
send.
Okay.
Yeah, they send. Because
I
have
that.
My range on like 150 miles.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll buy stuff from Philly and Binghamton.
So if you want to meet Joe, just put some bicycle parts on Facebook Marketplace and list them real cheap.
He'll meet you
somewhere. They have to be cheap. Yeah, they have to be cheap.
I did actually buy skis one time on Facebook Marketplace, and I met the lady in a public parking lot.
Creeper.
Yeah, so it was kind of weird. It's kind of weird, but at the same time, you know, it can be a really good way to buy things.
I have one word or two to say to that, and only local people are going to know this. Paper shop. You guys know that?
Oh, the paper shop, yeah.
That's a big, thick magazine they had around here. I think it still exists. Does it? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but that was Facebook Marketplace before that.
That was Facebook Marketplace. People would buy this periodical and go through it in all different categories, sports equipment, trucks, cars, you name it, and you buy things locally.
Cool.
That was a big deal, paper shop.
So now it's just online as
just
Facebook
do it online.
Marketplace.
Yep.
All right, that was the first question.
It's out of here. See how she tossed it? The one bad thing about this whole thing, I feel like I have to keep addressing the camera.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
Can't
that's kind of weird.
Talk to each other?
Yeah, I think we can just talk to
her. All right, I'm going to ignore that anymore.
All right.
Okay. This is from Dave. He's the fire chief at Pocono Raceway.
That's cool.
Joe, why do they have auto fuel filling ports on either the right or left side of the car? Wouldn't it make safety and driver sense to have it in one location, the driver's side, not like some cars on the passenger side? In days of yore, the filler pipe was behind the license plate. I remember that.
In the center of the rear of the car,
probably not too safe. In the 50s and certain Chevys, the filler was behind the driver's side tail light. That is a good question. I actually thought of this the other day when I pulled in, and I always have to remember which car I'm in, mine or my wife's, which side I'm pulling in.
And because you have two different cars with two different sides?
Two different sides.
Ooh.
And so I pulled in, and I was just like, I wonder how they figure this out.
I feel like it should always be on the driver's side.
Me too.
Why do you
I get angry when it's on the other side when I'm in a car. Like, why would it be on the other side? That makes no sense.
Yeah, we just rented a car in Florida, and it was on the wrong side. I'm like, no, it's supposed to be on the other side.
But could it be because, as you know, in parts of England and Australia and where else, maybe Japan, they drive on the opposite side. So maybe if the steering wheel's on the other side, the gas filler is on the other side.
Yeah, but we drive on the right side of the road.
But American cars have it too, though.
Yeah.
Some American cars have it on the other side.
Yeah, we rented a Nissan Rogue in Florida, and it was on the wrong side. It was on the passenger
side. You can't say wrong. There is no wrong.
There is wrong.
But then it's funny that it balances out at the gas station then, because people can go to the, I guess you could pull it around
but
the other side.
But most cars have it on the driver's side?
It seems like it, yeah.
But or you could just drive an electric car and not have to worry about going to the gas station.
She doesn't even have to fill up.
No, this brings that up. Is it on the same side?
So it's on the driver's side, yeah.
It's on the driver's side.
Yeah. And that way I can park on the right side of my garage, and then the charger is right in the middle of the garage, so it's like, can go either way.
What makes you think it should be on the driver's side? Because I have the answer.
It just seems right. It just seems right.
Well, if this is the gas station, you want to see how close you can get to it, so you don't hit the pump.
Yeah.
So you want it to be
point.
On that same side. You don't want to have to then go to the other side.
Right.
So it makes no sense to have it on the other side.
Even with all the cameras we have these days, except for John's car. Did you know that John does not have a backup camera in his car?
It's a 2006 Toyota. Doesn't have a backup camera.
Oh, wait. My
Mazda
doesn't either.
Oh, your Miata doesn't have one?
Not a backup.
No, I think it wasn't sanctioned until 2018 or 19.
What's funny is if we rent a car with a backup camera, I still have to
turn
around and look
back. I feel like it takes years to get used to that backup camera thing, to trust it.
I feel like
you have to trust it. Then it's like a video game.
Yeah.
Speaking of gas stations, I had this on my mind, and I'm going to try to be real here, and this is where you guys tell me I shouldn't.
Okay.
When I pump gas, I stick it in the hole, put it on lock, and walk away.
You do? He's that guy.
I used to do that too.
They say not to do that.
They say not to do that.
No.
Especially in the winter, I would just sit in my car and not be cold.
But is this because you don't have the patience?
What am I going to do? Stand there? I got stuff to do.
He doesn't have the patience to even pump gas.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I put it in there, and then I walk around the car and just look at things, like the tires and stuff.
Yeah, you gotta kick the tires a little bit.
And I hardly ever get more than 25, because it takes too long to wait to $50 worth.
Okay.
So I only put usually 25 in at a time.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You don't fill the tank?
I can never fill it. Takes
too long. Because it's
too long. It takes way too long.
Oh my gosh.
He is fascinating.
Wow.
Fascinating.
We're learning so many things about Joe Snedeker.
Joe.
That takes
your first live choosing of a question.
Ooh.
Can you handle this?
It could be good, it could be bad.
Make it a good one.
KC from Archbold. In the spirit of Summer of the Stash,
ooh,
Joe should grow a mustache and shave it off upon completing his Go Joe bike ride.
That is a great idea.
So let's remind everyone what's going to happen. In less than a month, the bike ride begins. John, you're coming with me.
Mm-hmm. I'll be along.
What were you saying about your stash? You're thinking of...
So I'm on vacation starting July 3rd, then through that whole following week. So that'd be 10 days. I'll come back the week before the bike ride. I could, for 10 days, let it grow.
Yeah.
Come back on the air here for a week and see what happens.
Stop right there. Has there ever been a partial mustache from a serious news anchor on WNEP? What if you come back and it's like this?
Well, that's what I don't know what to do. So
yeah,
if I'm on,
you're going to have to pencil it in.
But if I'm anchoring for a week and it's just sort of there.
Yeah, you're going to look sloppy.
No. Have your wife help you with her eyebrow pencil.
I am not eyebrow penciling.
You look like an idiot.
No, you can do
a mustache.
What do you think we would do with our eyebrows? These eyebrows aren't real. I pencil them in.
What's funny is this is all going to
happen. See what you get here? Her eyebrows are not real.
They're not real.
I always thought they were.
No, they're not real.
This is all going to have to come down to the Monday morning I come back from work vacation, I shave everything else, and then I'm going to have to decide, anchor the news with this, or does it got to go?
So if it goes, let's say it goes, and I do what this guy said, and I start growing a mustache that week of the bike ride, I don't know what happens after 2-3 days. I've never had hair on my face. I shave every day since I was 16.
If you just did it the week of the bike ride, we probably wouldn't notice
much.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't notice much if I did it. But if I went, in effect, that'd be 3 weeks, there'd be
then
a mustache
you're gonna
there.
Notice.
Yeah.
And I almost think for the Summer of the Stash, I should have a mustache.
You probably should.
I can see you as a mustache guy.
I absolutely cannot. And neither can my wife.
And neither can your wife. Yes, my husband had a mustache for a while. I did not like it. Nope. I love the stubble. Like when he just does like the full facial stubble stuff. That's very cute. But just the mustache, not a fan.
I'm picking a question.
I don't like hair at all. I don't think we need it anymore. I'd love us to be like dolphins.
Like on the top of your head?
No hair, no eyebrows, no nose hairs. Nothing.
He wants everybody just to wear spandex and have no hair. To be like smooth.
Hair is like dishes in the sink. It's got to go.
I will say that led to a discussion, but that was not a question.
Oh, that's true. That was not a question. That's a good point.
Joe should grow. Yeah, it's not a question.
When we did the podcast before, we had strict rules.
Yeah, we did.
Wait, what are the
not
rules again?
Question.
No compliments.
No compliments, no questions
bird
about
questions.
Birds, and nothing French related.
No.
Unless
except if Nikki's here, there's allowed to be bird questions because she has birds.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. This is, all right, from Jesse. Who do most, if not all, car blinkers, it's probably why. Why do most, if not all, car blinkers make the same stupid sound from 50 years ago? Tick, 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 tick. Why not a more modern, a beep or something more modern?
That's true.
That's a very valid point. They have this click, 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 click.
Or maybe a little melody or something.
So you have the Tesla and they do things different. Does yours go click, click, click?
It does click, 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 but I wonder, you can put all sorts of different things, like for the horn. My husband actually did this. I don't even know how he did it. But like when the car locks automatically when you walk away from it.
Yeah.
So the mirrors go in and it locks. And when I do it, it beeps. But when my husband does it, it makes a fart noise.
The car
makes a fart noise, yes.
And there's that.
Yeah. So you could have it make a fart noise. But
caveman is this uncultured caveman you married?
I love the fart noise. Well, it was so funny, actually. We were going to a store together a few weeks ago, and there are these guys walking in the parking lot, and we get out of the car, go to the store, and the fart noise is really loud,
man.
And they're just looking at us. I'm like, wasn't me. I don't know.
So to answer that question, maybe
I don't think any of us really think of it. Tick,
but could there be some young engineer out there that changes things? How could there be not someone at Honda or GM that sits there and go, let's get rid of the click. Let's do something different.
Maybe it would be too annoying if we had more of a sound. Maybe the click is just enough in the background that it's not
annoying.
Yeah, but
a little beep, beep.
So I went, for some reason I was with the kids a couple weeks ago and I turned on the four ways. Do you call them the four ways?
Yeah.
And they were like, the four ways?
They want to say hazard?
Well, they don't know what it was. They just didn't know what I was talking about.
Oh,
the four
I call
ways.
It hazard lights.
You call hazards?
Yeah.
Do you call it the four ways? Or do
I
you call it
half
hazard
and
lights?
Half. Sometimes hazard, sometimes four ways.
And then that starts ticking, too. And they're like, what's going
same
on?
Same thing. It's
and they were wondering, what's going on?
You're right. It's the same stupid sound.
Yeah. And I said, I just turned on all the flashers.
And it seems like that original sound, the click, tick, 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 was mechanical sounding.
Yeah.
And now it...
Maybe that's what it was, is when it used to go on, it was actually something turning
and clicking, but now it's not mechanical, and they still kept the mechanical sound.
That was a good question.
This has got to be stopped. We need to change the world here. Brown bag at WNEP.com.
This is so great.
Uh-oh.
This is Tanya from Nanacoke. Tanya says, why do people constantly return to the refrigerator with hopes that something new to eat will have materialized? My husband does this all the time.
Tanya is on something.
He won't get anything, closes all the time. Do you do this?
Yes.
Four times yesterday at least I did this.
Really?
Yep.
It's so funny. And so why is it?
My dog Jet, he'll go up to his bowl and do the same thing.
He looks at it
and smells it, walks away, and then I see him later, it's the same thing. So this must be, it's reptilian. It's in our DNA.
Core
of our brain.
Yeah.
It's in the medulla oblongata.
But I really honestly don't do that. I really don't.
Do you think it's just a guy thing?
It might be a guy thing.
You don't go up and just look around and think,
if I'm going to the refrigerator, first of all, I know what's in there, so I'm.
But there's a lot of items if you add them up. You forget and then you...
No, but I know. I know what's in there. I can tell you what's in my refrigerator.
Get up.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What's on the second shelf right now?
The second shelf, we have we have Sam's Club pulled pork, which is actually quite good, a little sweet. we have a lot of condiments on the second shelf. We've got mayo, we've got barbecue sauce. Teriyaki. Also, we do have some yogurt and some strawberries and blueberries on the second shelf.
Now that I come to think of it, I don't think I've ever seen Rennie just stand at the fridge and look at it.
Yeah, I think it's a guy thing.
Either.
And I do it
all the time.
Yeah.
My wife, I can't see her ever doing that.
And most times I'll look and then just walk away. Close it, leave.
I really want to know, is this a guy thing or is it a people thing or dog thing?
I think it leans more towards guys.
I do too. Because I know I'm going in there for something I know. If I don't need anything and if I don't know what's in there, I don't even look.
And wait a minute, you know what goes with this? When my wife says to get something out of the fridge, I can never find it. And then she'll go right to it and say, dummy, it's right there.
Right, that happens to us too.
I can never find what she wants me to find.
Even though we look in the fridge four or five times a day, just stare at it, she'll ask me to go get something out of the fridge and I can never confine it. I said, I don't see it in there. And then she comes out a minute later and there it is.
There it is.
This must go along with that. Does your husband do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be like, yeah, it's right in the fridge. It's right there.
And I can't find anything in there.
Yeah.
That's why we have to keep going back. And even when we look back, we still don't.
So obviously you're doing something wrong.
We're doing something wrong. What is
first
this?
Of all, you're wasting electricity when you open the door. Second of all, you don't know where anything is, and you don't get anything out of the fridge. So what's the point?
Wow.
So if you are new to this podcast, these questions, I mean, we're talking, you can see, are the most random things.
Yeah.
But people observe human nature in this. And so many times we're like, wow, that's a thing.
We can't think of these things. We need you.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's Joe's.
Joe.
I did that one. So now it's
Joe. You guys going shallow or deep? I'm going deep. Just think, folks, this, what's in my hand.
Usually we just toss these aside.
Could be from your brain. All you have to do is email. brownbag@wnep.com.
That was close, Mindy.
I know, I tried.
What if this is crude, rude, and inappropriate?
Well, then you can't do
it. You got the bell, baby.
No, you hit the bell.
Yes.
All right, this one's from Russell Tower City. I saw Carrie Kearns wearing cowboy boots with a blue dress for the AM Plus show on June 24th.
Nice.
I love the look. You hardly ever see a woman in cowboy boots yet on TV. I love the look and the individualism.
Nice.
Keep it up. I wear cowboy boots all the time. Again, not a question.
Not a question.
But a comment. So Carrie did have the cowboy. Is this when you were off?
Yes, when I was off. Yep. Yep.
So, John, you think? I've never seen a woman anchor on TV with big cowboy boots on. Did Carrie break new ground when Mindy was away?
I'm sure in Texas and Nashville, and I'm sure they wear cowboy. I bet you anything they wear cowboy boots on the air.
And that would be more natural.
Yeah.
And Carrie Kearns does multiple jobs here at WNEP. So she fills in for Mindy when she's gone. But in this newscast, 7 to 9, she is our producer.
She's in charge of it.
She's in charge.
Yeah.
But she's not here today.
She's off today.
Yeah, today we have Steph in charge.
So Carrie would have loved that question.
Well, so the thing is, you guys aren't going to explain why Carrie's wearing cowboy boots? You're not going to explain it?
Do I know why?
Do we know?
You should know. So Carrie... is from Shamokin, right? Mm-hmm. She's from the Skook. But for a while, she moved out to Idaho. And that's where she kind of got her cowboy thing going on. No, cowgirl. That.
That's her cowgirl flair?
Her cowgirl flair. She bought cowgirl cowboy boots while she was there. And, you know, now she wears them once in a while.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Did she buy chaps?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask her that, Joe.
Okay. I'm sure she will be a guest here some Friday.
Yes, she will, definitely.
What are those special type of chaps you sometimes mention?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right, this is just a simple one from Suzanne. Podcast crew, what is your preference? Coffee, tea, or question mark in the morning?
Coffee, tea, or...
Or what?
I'm a Coke Zero guy.
Coke Zero. In the morning?
Yep. have one every day on my drive to
now,
work.
Now, you used to have a Pepsi Max.
I know. I switched to Coke Zero. Well, I don't know why.
Do they even make Pepsi Max anymore? Because I haven't seen
it. That's a good point. Maybe that's why I evolved.
Maybe.
They all taste the same to me, so I don't really care.
But and then you drink a Dr. Pepper during the news, and for some reason I can't think of drinking a soda in the morning.
Really? It bothers you?
Yeah. It doesn't bother me that you're doing it. I just can't imagine myself drinking
it. But are you ritualistic? Some people, they need their coffee.
I am so ritualistic.
Yes. You are?
Yes.
Well, what do you have then every day?
So I...
When you wake up at home?
I wake up at home, and I make a cup of coffee, but I don't drink it until I get here.
Oh, funny.
It's my reward...
For making
for
it to work.
For going through the process and getting here at 3 a.m.
No, back up.
Oh, my God.
You make this at home.
In a Yeti, like
it's
a thermos.
Hot. You then put it in your cup holder.
Put it in the cup holder in the car, and
you,
I don't take
driving.
One sip.
And it's right there.
I don't take a sip the entire way here.
I didn't know that.
And then as soon as I sit down, I get to start having my coffee, and that's my reward.
That is...
I've made it, and it's time to caffeinate.
Bizarre.
Wow. Isn't it?
But I do the same thing as a reward for getting up and coming to work. So sometimes when I wake up, the first thing in my mind is, yes, I get to drive to work and have a Coke Zero. So it's like I'm thinking, ooh, this is going to be fun.
Maybe I need to do something like that, because I wake up and go, oh, God, I'm going to...
Remember, our alarms go off at 2 a.m. for us to be here at work.
It's torture.
So you don't need anything to drink in the morning?
No, I do, of course. When I get here, I make coffee.
You don't have any caffeine before then?
Before that, no. Before that, I actually always have a Stanley full of water. So I drink water all the way here, and then when I get here, I make coffee in our fancy coffee machine.
Now, I see Mindy occasionally, she'll have a big, long brown bag, and it smells like alcohol is in there. What's in that thing?
That's vodka.
That's only on Fridays. She has that sitting right over there.
She goes into our medicine closet, where there's like Hall's Mentholyptus and ibuprofen, and I caught her once, she's like,
with a brown bag. Yeah, that's me.
that's anyway. Another type of brown bag.
Different brown bag, yes.
I just made that up, or did I? I don't know.
but no, I sometimes do have Diet Dr. Pepper during the show. But now that we're doing this 4 hours, John and I have realized we need another caffeine hit at some point during the show.
See, the thing is, I don't need caffeine or anything to feel alert.
No, you're so energetic.
At least I think I don't. I just, if my Coke Zero were anything else, it would be the same.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
You're naturally energetic.
I never feel the effects of caffeine.
Yes, I totally do.
I totally do. Yeah. We'll get like a wave of tired and just be like ready to fall over. And I need a caffeine.
I'm learning
hit.
We're 2 weeks into the show. I have to have caffeine somewhere
in that
6:30 to 7.
Start having it then. Yeah. And then I'm good to go for another 2 hours.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
It's crazy.
But I do think that's just a personality thing, too.
Yeah.
We're energetic people, too, but...
Am I?
But once again, I have a lot of problems.
Yes, this is true. You have a lot of problems.
All right, we're running out of time.
Okay.
I think we're nailing a lot of these questions.
It's my turn.
This is probably going to be it.
Are you still feeling nervous? That's what I want to know.
I don't like how I have to keep looking at the camera. Do I?
Well, I guess we don't have to. I'm just.
And I feel like I'm disrespecting the people.
We're just trying to include them.
I know.
Oh.
Oh. 2 minutes, Mindy. Could you do it in 2 minutes?
I don't know. Tom C. from Archibald. I remember a newscast when the subject of came up about pets. Mindy and Joe questioned John about getting a dog for his family. I think Mindy, Joe, and Nikki need to start putting pressure on John and Rennie. It's time to get a dog. John, your children are old enough to take responsibility. You should name the new dog Duke.
Duke, they even have a name!
I think it would be nice to get both John and Rennie on a Friday podcast. You can confront them about getting a puppy. Wow, Tom.
This could be the moment that changes your life. Get a dog. The Duke name is already set. This
there
person,
you go.
You're never going
to
say...
I have to listen to Tom C. and Archibald?
Yes.
That's why we're getting a dog?
Yes.
Here's why we're going to convince him right now.
Okay.
You're never going to say in 5 or 10 years, I wish we never
I know
got
we
that
won't.
Dog.
I know.
No one ever says, I wish I never got that dog.
That's true.
That means you have to do it today.
today.
Forget about what your wife says. Go get Duke right now after the broadcast.
I thought you were waiting until September.
We were.
Okay.
Today.
But
today. Who waits to do it?
Tom C. and Archibald.
Tom C. on it. Duke is waiting at some shelter.
Yes.
Go
yes.
get him today.
Go get Duke.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're dog people. we're going to end up with a dog. It is funny, though. You know how you kids are like, we'll take care of the dog. We'll take care of the dog.
Which they never do.
We don't dog sit, no. And we're like, all right, you've got to go pick up that stuff in the backyard. Ew, we're not doing that.
Yeah, they're never going to do that. That's that's built in. But this podcast is ending. Brownbag at WNEP.com. We're going to do this every week. So brownbag at WNEP.com. Get your question in. And by the next podcast, he's going to have Duke.
You can change the name if you want.
Yeah, it's not going to be Duke.
Duke!
Duke's a good name,
Duke
though.
Duke is a cute name.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.